Okay, let's learn a little bit from the Torah from Rav Lezer Geldzahler, Zechusa Ganalino, the greater Sheshiva of Oyestra from Lakewood. Such an important person to learn from. If you ever want to learn about a tzaddik, a biography, he's going to give you Mamash Chizik. It's called Rav Lezer. You can get it on Amazon from Rabbi Yisrael Besser. Incredible sefer to be able to get. And also, they just came out a few years ago with Torahs from Milan Brachos, Sichos Eliezer, Tavshin Ayin Hey, Torahs on Brachos, but they're not just on Brachos, they're really on Avodas Hashem. I want to talk a bit from Rav Lezer, what the whole point of Torah is. What's Torah supposed to do? Says Rav Lezer, Hashpas HaTorah Alamda, the effect of Torah on the one who learns it. HaTorah Mechuna B'Shem Mashal HaKadmoni. If you look at the Pasuk Shmuel Av, Perach Avdala, Pasuk Yogim and Yudal, the Torah is called the Mashal HaKadmoni. It's the ultimate ancient proverb, it's the ancient example. And says Rav Lezer, V'nei L'chol Mashal Yesh Nimshal. In every example, there's a take-home point also. If the Torah is the mashal, right? The Torah, the pasuk says in Shmuel Av, the Torah is the mashal, then who is the nimshal? Who's the nimshal? Says Reb Lezer, such a beautiful word. He says the Jewish people are the nimshal. Let's see what he says. Hinei b'bracha shemevarecha ola l'toyer achar si makriya harayu mevarecha asher nasal lanu toras emes b'chaylam natabasocheinu. After we get an aliyah in shul, it should be very soon in Meretz Hashem. We say this about Yenev Alatzion. Asher nasna Torahs emes v'chaylam natabasocheinu, that you gave us the Torah, the truthful Torah, and you planted us in it, and it should be implanted as the life of truth. Natabasocheinu should be planted within us. And you go to Sas emes and Parshas Bereishis, Tafresh Samach Beis. Lama omrim Torahs emes v'lo ha-Torah ha-amitis? Why is the Torah called Torahs emes and not the truthful Torah? Torahs emes, not Torah amitis. And he says the Sfas emes, Mavarash a Torahs emes zehu apoel, yotz emilim et ha-Torah. Someone who learns Torah, why is the Torahs emes? Because someone who learns Torah becomes a different person. The poel, the effect, becomes someone who's different. V'hainu shetachlas b'lim ha-Torah, enu rak shimale ha-Odim es-Roshah b'har b'Torah. The point of learning Torah is not that you fill your head with a lot of details and then go off and do a million things that are not Torahdik. And you can be you're able to do whatever you want. Says the Sas Emes, you want to know why is it Torah's Emes? Torah's Emes because you become an emestic person. You become a different person after. We become a different person. She a ben Torah, ben shal Torah. We become a son of the Torah, a bas Torah. We become a daughter of the Torah. Zeu Torahs Emes. Why is it called Torahs Emes? Sheba Adon Yehan Hoga Shal Torah. You become an hug of Torah. Someone sees you and says, "Ah, that's a religious Jew. That's a Torah connected Jew. That's a spiritual elevated Jew." And this is what he says: Ki Torah Hu Mashal Kadmoni. The Torah is the Mashal Kadmoni. It's the ancient. It's the first Mashal. Why? VaHalomdeh Hu LaNimshal. The one who learns Torah is the Nimshal. Kasher Abacher Halomed BiYeshiva Misnag Lufi Mashem Nidrash BiBacher Ha'Oge B'Torahs Hashem. As a Torah etzlo who Torahs emes as yech etzlo the chayolam natav sochinu. When a Jew learns Torah in this way, then not only you're learning Torah, but you become a living Torah. You become a living sefer Torah. That's what it means, the chayolam natav sochinu. And he goes on and says so beautifully that this is what the Chasam Sofer says in Parshas Bereishis, by the tree and the fruits. The fruit and the trees, it used to be before the chait, before we sinned, before Adam and Chava sinned, that the tree and the fruit were almost equal. He says, our tree is the way we act, and our fruit is our Torah. He says the Chasam Sofer so beautifully, when a Jew learns Torah, that's the eights. We're the eights, right? Ki adam eitz asada. We're all the eights. But what happens to our peros? The peros are the fruits. We know the peros are the fruits. And what are the fruits? The fruits are the Torah. You have to make sure that the fruits and the tree go hand in hand. If the tree is our midos, the tree is us, who we are. The peros and the orets have to be shaveh, they have to be equal. They have to come from the same place. And this is what he means, the tachlis is everything. Hu ha'ikar shi'a peros ach benosef lezet zarek liyos tam etzov ish peperio shaveh. That the tam of the tree and the tam of the fruits have to be together. This is what it means, v'chaylam natapas ochenu. That's not just good enough when we learn Torah, but the Torah has to affect us. We have to become kinder and more caring people. As you say, ki lechach tov nasatilchem torasi atozovu, derechel derechinom. The Torah has to make us better people, derechel derechinom, with more love and more sensitivity and more kindness. And this is why he says it's called Mashal Kadmoni. Why is it the Mashal Kadmoni? Because at the end of the day, Sfasama says, it's the mashal, but we're the nimshal. Chai Yisrael is the nimshal. Come in now 3 days before Yontif. How important is this for us to be able to hear this lesson? That we don't just learn Torah because we're able to check off our daf. When we learn Torah, we have to become elevated people. A more kaddish people, a more pure people, a more kind people, a more kind person, a better husband, a better wife, a better daughter, a better son. And this is actually, in the end of Matan Torah, Rabbi Razer loves this word from Rav Huner. It's such a beautiful word and so apropos. The Pasuk says, right after we say Nasav, in the middle, actually right before Nasav and Nishma, look at Perachav Dalad, Pasuk Hey to Ches. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu took the basket of blood and he placed it in the basins and he took half the blood, he sprinkled it on the Mizbech, and half the blood he put in the basins. And Rashi says, Michelko and Pasuk Vav, who came to divide the blood half on Klai Yisrael, half on Mizbech? A Malach came. Asked Rav Huner, why did a Malach have to come? Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. He couldn't know how to split up the blood? Says the Rav Huner, such a beautiful vort, and it really goes hand in hand what we're talking about tonight from a blazer. And he says that Chodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show from Matan Torah. That it's not just about learning, it's not all about Benonu Malkum and Shofar and Lulav and Sitzis and Tefillin. It's also how you talk to your friends, how you talk to your parents, how you deal with Aniyim, how you deal with Kalav, what are your Midos like? Half the blood split on Klal Yisrael, that represents Benonu Machavero. And half the blood on the Mizbech, that represents Benonu Malkum. And a Malach Dafka had to come, Kadosh Baruch Hu went to show it at the Matan Torah, the ultimate time. The Torah is created for Klal Yisrael. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that it's not just about Torah, it's also what you do with the Torah. How you become a kinder, more caring, more compassionate person. And Rav Huner ends off the letter and he says, this is the galus of the Chafetz Chaim. The galus of the Chafetz Chaim was that the same pen that authored Mishnah Brura, Sefer All About Banan Delamakum, was the same pen that authored Hilchos Lashon Hara and Avos Chesed and so many more Asra on Banan Delamakum. Because that's what it means to be a Jew. What it means to be a Jew is to be a mashal, to be a mashal, to be learning Torah mamish, but to be the nimshal as well. To be the nimshal means to be a more kind and more caring. The chayil olam l'tapasuchin means the Torah doesn't stay in our brains, but it changes who I am. I become a ben Torah and a bas Torah. And that's why it's called Torah's emes, or Moshe emes, v'soroso emes. Torah's emes means that it's a truthful Torah. I become a different person. Just to end off a mice, we say, I like to say from Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, my Rebbe, he says a beautiful story that happened by the Nitziv. It was one Simchas Torah, then they were dancing. And what happened was, he said that Rav Chaim Volozhiner had a brother of Itzla. Rav Itzla Volozhiner, he was dancing with the Torah, and what happened was, Rechmona Litzlon, Rav Itzla Volozhiner fell with the Torah. And the Nitziv stood up, and he said, pick up Rav Itzla. Because everyone was going for the Torah, and he said, first pick up Rav Itzla. And they picked up the Rav Itzla and they picked up the Sefer Torah, and Rav Itzla said that Torah is gevaldik and you have to kiss it and we have to do tshuva 100%. But you see Rav Itzla, and he maybe says a little more quiet to the people on the side, he says that's a living Sefer Torah, that's a walking Sefer Torah. Like the Gemara Makkos says, how foolish is it for the people that stand up for the Sefer Torah but they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham? Talmud Chacham is the living Sefer Torah. We shall be zocha. As Rav Blazer, who is exactly who Rav Blazer was. If you look at any story in the book from Rav Suli Besser, he was learning Torah Yoimim V'Laila. He was holding in Shas Poiskim Shulchan Aruch every detail of mamish. But his Avos Yisrael was off the charts. Off the charts. It was incredible. It was unfathomable. To non-Jews, to Jews, it was incredible. I could say stories from now until Yontif about his galus of his Avos Yisrael. But it goes hand in hand. The more we learn in a real way, we become a changed person. And if we become a changed person, then we know the Torah is real. A more kind and caring person, then we know the Torah, what we learned, was special. Yishvizochem Mitzvah Hashem, heading into these 3 days, the days of Hachana. The days of Hachana, not just be able to learn Torah, but the Torah should change us. We have to work on our midos. Like Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Aneim derech haaretz ein Torah." If you want to come to the mountain Torah of Shavuos, first you have to have a derech haaretz. And just these last few moments to be able to work on our midos. But the Torah goes hand in hand. We have to work on our Torah. We have to work on our midos. It goes hand in hand. The more we learn, the more caring, kind people that we have, that we become. And if we don't become more caring, kind, then the Torah that we learned just stayed in our malach. It didn't come into our hearts. It didn't penetrate our hearts. Just to end off with the word, the Rav Weinberg always says, when someone comes to your head and you're saying Torah, you got to say it. Rabbi Yosef, from the Torah, from Rav Chesko of Kushmir, Rabbi Kiva says, loving your friend, like yourself. And Rabbi Akiva says this is the number one rule in the Torah. It says V'chesu Kushman, Zekhal Gadba Torah means, if you want to look at your report card in your Torah, Zekhal Gadba Torah, you want to know, what is Merzov's, what's your Torah to Hashem? Look at your Av Yisrael. V'after Echemocha, Zekhal Gadba Torah. You want to know how you're doing in your Torah, Zekhal Gadba Torah? Look at your Av Yisrael. If your Av Yisrael, you're becoming a more patient and caring, kind, sincere, genuine person to other people, then your Torah is real. Then your Torah is special to the Rabbanu Hashem. You should be Zochu Hashem to take these lessons. The Torah shouldn't just be something we learned, but something that affects who we are to the core. And Bez Hashem will be Zochu, Bez Hashem, to accept the Torah, B'kdusha B'tahara, Chayelam Natabas Socheinu, Yishlam Yakodesh, Haba Aleinu Tovo, Shkoich.